A Smorgasbord Prime Cut, a Made in Minnesota podcast.
Classic Hits KDUZ. Good morning. Joel Niemeyer with you here, joined by Val McIntoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce, here for this first Tuesday of the month. So we get to chat with Val again. Good morning, Val.
Good morning.
And boy, a lot of stuff going on. We're going to save the main event.
Oh, yes.
There's our tease for everybody. Stay tuned for the main event here coming up. But there are, and we're going to talk about one of them in the second segment here, but there are a lot of different things starting to get going, starting to go on here now that the weather's getting nicer.
It's March. We're in the home stretch.
Yeah, we can see. I mean, brown grass, but we can see grass That's right. So, you got coming up in April a event, Volunteer Hutch. Now we're going to talk about that maybe in April. You know, that might be one of our topics there, but you're still looking for folks to be at that show.
I sure am. So we take 25 nonprofit groups that come in and they set up a table, they bring in their volunteers, and they talk all about what their organization does, how they need volunteers, and this is just the perfect event to align those nonprofit groups with volunteers. So right now we're still just looking for those groups. We have probably about half of the slots filled, but there's still availability. The event is going to be April 23rd from 4 to 6 p.m. So if you or you know of an organization out there that is just looking for volunteers. I feel like we're looking for volunteers and we're looking for money as nonprofit groups. And so if, you know, either one of those speak to you, please reach out to the chamber. You can just email me, Valerie@explorehutchinson.com, and I'd be happy to talk to you about getting onto our list.
Well, and you kind of alluded to it, but what kinds of groups are you looking? Well, if someone's listening out there, hey, you know, my group might be able to integrate, what are you looking for?
Absolutely. There's no real strict criteria. I mean, this is an event for chamber members, so that would be like one of the things, but we want everyone. We have everything from arts groups to civic organizations to the food shelf to, you know, Common Cup. It's just nonprofits in our area that would really like to connect with people that are engaged and interested in signing up for something. Because on the other end of this, then we invite the entire community to come. We get people constantly in the chamber that are like, how do I give back? How do I connect with these groups? Just a really one-stop shop, kind of like what I would imagine speed dating would be like, although I've never speed dated before, but that's what I imagine it like, but for nonprofits. So go around, meet them all. You know, click with who resonates and then, you know, move on if they don't.
Speed dating for nonprofits. There you go. And speaking of different, because we said, you know, there are a lot of different events going on here. You got more events. The Downtown Association has events coming up from them too, correct?
Yeah, definitely. They recently became chamber members. And just to clarify, you know, they are separate from the chamber. They're their own organization, just advocating for the businesses downtown. And they are putting out a whole entire calendar of events here. So stay tuned for that. You'll be able to see that through our community calendar and through social media outlets of all the downtown businesses sharing that information. So Spring Fling's the next one coming up on April 9th. So Okay. Stay tuned for more info about that.
Well, and maybe the best way to stay tuned is to, you know, maybe bookmark or find your community calendar on your website, on your app, different things like that. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
There absolutely is. And our digital sign there on Highway 7 and 15 is just a small representation of everything on that calendar. So check in. It's such a great community resource and use it. I mean, it's open to everyone in the community to advertise everything that from their plant sales to their fish fries to, you know, whatever else is going on coming up here in the spring.
Well, you mentioned it is fish fry season.
It is. It's my favorite.
It's almost the smell is almost as good as the taste.
Yep,
sometimes.
I agree. And I like to have a baked potato specifically.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I have very specific fish fry desires.
I don't mind cheesy potatoes.
Never gone to a fish fry with cheesy potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
All
yes,
right. Well, I'd be curious to hear who everybody's is. I think somebody should do a poll. Best fish fry in the county.
There you go. Speaking of food, there's our tease.
There you go.
There's our tease for the second segment. It's a good thing that Val and I are on opposite sides of the table here because we may come to blows in the second segment here. We got that coming up right here on KDUZ. Classic Hits KDUZ. Good morning again, and welcome back. Val McIntoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce, our guest here today. We talk a lot about the different events here, and this was not planned,
no.
But because we figured out that we are, I am competing against Val Macintune in a cooking combat. It's at the Big Little Hunting and Fishing Expo. Our buddy Tom, a long time here on KDUZ, and the Christian Deer Hunters Association, they do a really fantastic job at this. And you and I are, we're facing off against each other.
I hear we're throwing the gauntlet down and we're going to be doing a cook-off or what is it they call it?
The catastrophic cooking competition.
Yes.
If you've watched on Food Network.
Yep.
They have, I forget what the name of the show is. Cutthroat Kitchen.
There you
That's
go.
What it is. Cutthroat yep. Kitchen. It's just like that. The only difference is we ain't chefs.
No, I know. I've been thinking about this, and I'm assuming we're cooking game. I don't want to make that assumption, but I would guess with this event, we're going to be cooking something that has been locally harvested.
That's kind of what I they don't tell us.
Okay.
You know, probably purposely to throw us off here.
But people can come. So they can come and watch us. And apparently you got to explain the part about buying the sabotages.
Well, you know, do we want to explain that? Because then they sabotage us.
Oh.
You know, so the less people that come.
So if you want to come and sabotage Joel, he's going to explain to you how to purchase those sabotages. And
well, you come that day, you sit in the crowd because we have to cook in front of them.
Yep.
So you sit in the crowd, and then at some point, I would assume Tom or so whoever the MC is for the day will start auctioning off different, and we have no idea
what the
fun, we'll call it.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
It is. And then you bid on it. And then you get, I know my wife and daughters, and they're planning to come and bring money to bid something for me. I know. So.
Which is great. And then all the money goes back to that organization, which, like you said, they do a great job with that event. So it'll be fun. I think we're going to have a good time.
It should be a lot of fun. I've been getting, I know my way around a grill, but I don't know if we're going to get grills or ovens or what.
Deep fryers.
Or deep fryers. If we get deep fryers, I'm out.
Okay. That could be fun. I don't know how you mess that up, though.
Yeah.
Just throw our venison or what. Ooh, maybe it's fish.
Maybe it is
We've been
fish.
Talking a lot
fish
about fish
fry season, too. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So it should be a lot of fun. But that is, I got to check the date here to make sure. And then, of course, the page
so
I went
March
on to.
March 21st.
There you go. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes. March 21st out at the McLeod County Fairgrounds. They have a ton of other activities going on if you haven't been to this event before.
Yes, they do.
So lots to see and do there. Family friendly. Super fun for everyone.
It should be. And just, you know, the fairgrounds in general, there's a lot of events.
Yeah.
You can speak to this throughout the entire year.
Absolutely.
You guys and a lot of other people have a lot of different events
there. They really do. There's so much that comes to Hutchinson and goes out to the fairgrounds just because of what a nice facility we have. So this is just one example of many that will be here over the summer, which we are planning on publishing that. So maybe we'll talk about that next month, just all the goings on of the festivals in Hutchinson over the summer, highlighting everybody. And we're doing kind of a little contest to see who can go to the most. So stay tuned for that.
There you go. And next month we either you can boast over me or I can boast over you.
Yeah.
Or neither one of us.
Or we
maybe
won't be talking anymore.
The mystery, because there is a mystery third person.
True.
That we have no idea.
Yes.
Who it is. Okay. So maybe it's the mystery third person, and both you and I have to kind of not say anything.
Yeah. You know, I agree. Okay. All right. Well. We'll be back next month and stay tuned to who wins.
All right. Thank you, Val.
Thanks.
Val Macintune, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce here on KDUZ.
Local voices, statewide stories, a Made in Minnesota podcast.